Hey, my name is Kara Ann Marie Smith, and welcome to the Oh My Soul podcast, where we take time to explore the depths of who we are and what we feel. This is a safe place to be, to learn and to grow together. I'm a trained counselor and health coach and founder of Healthy Strong, a program that equips individuals to live soulfully, spiritually, and physically well. For more information, check out healthystrong.org. I also run Soul Sessions. Soul Sessions will equip you to invest into your emotional health. Learn to master and become mindful of your thoughts and create space to process your experiences. You can book your soul session with me today via soulsession.co. The soul is a term used to describe the very essence of a person. It personifies our mind, will, and emotion. The word soul, used throughout the Bible, is a translation of the Greek word psyche, which means a living being. Watch over your soul with all diligence. From it flow the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23. Now let's get started on today's episode. In this episode, we'll be talking about the three P's of soul keeping: permission, presentness, and promise. Three things that I've come across in my journey of understanding how do you truly live full, how do you truly trust, how do you do these things that we say we all want to do, things we say we all do, even with ourselves, with God, with others. But they are complex and they are everyday choices. They are the little, the small thought processes to the big decision, life-changing decisions. And so we'll be going through that. But before we go there, we're just going to start with a psalm. Psalm 18, verse 16, we'll start there. And it just reads, "He sent me from on high. He took me, he drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." And I believe that that word, these words, of God being our support, of God drawing us out of places where we feel we're drowning, of places where we feel the emotion or the situation or circumstance is just too much. He will draw you out. He will be your support. He will be your cheerleader. He will never leave you within what you're going through. So the first P, permission. When I was younger, I was the only girl. I have an older brother, his name's Ryan. He is a fantastic human being. Kind, tender-hearted, creative, a wonderful guy. But of course, him not being a sister, there's no braiding each other's hair and putting makeup on each other. That was not something we did. So I did all those things on my own, but there was quite strict rules from my my mum, especially with nail polish or varnish, wherever you're listening from. Painting my nails when I was probably about, I don't know, 6 or 7, I guess, my mum gave me permission that I could paint my nails. But she said, you know, the only rule is if it gets anywhere else in the house but your fingers or your toes, you're no longer allowed to paint your nails. And I, of course, the obedient child that I was, I agreed. wholeheartedly because I just so wanted to paint my nails. And so Mum bought me loads of nail polish and, you know, great. Painting my nails, painting my toes for a while was fine. And then all of a sudden there's that moment. Maybe I'll just paint this small portion of the back of my closet that Mum will not see and I'll never get caught. And I just painted this little square. It meant nothing. It wasn't even a thing, but I wonder if it was just the rebellion in me. Anyways, I come home from school and my mom says, Kara, obviously she does my laundry, so she's going to see this in my closet, and comes to points it out to me, and she said, you know the rule. And I said, yeah, you're right, Mum, I did know the rule. Tears, definitely tears. Mum took away all my nail polish, and the grounding was settled, was, you know, this was the consequence. And life went on, and I just didn't think about it again. And I was probably about 18 years old the next time I painted my nails, because we just never spoke about it again. My mom's not a mean person. She didn't withhold it from me, but there was no permission. And there's something about permission within our emotional journey that we have to give ourselves. We are the only things that stand in our way when it comes to our emotions. No one can read our mind. No one can read our facial expressions exactly. No one can fully stand in our shoes except ourselves. And permission given to pursue your own emotional journey and pursue how you feel about something without judgment or condemnation or the shoulds or ought tos afterwards needs to be fully present. So the space, putting time in, putting effort in, reading books, whether that's podcasts or whatever, you know, there are so much out there to help us, tools to help us really pursue our emotions in safe ways. And don't worry now, I paint my nails all the time. There is freedom that comes with the pursuit. The second thing is presentness, to be present to ourselves, to really be attuned to our own heart's cry. I went to a nursery morning for little toddlers with a friend of mine years ago now, and she was talking to me, but there was children everywhere and lots of crying, and I haven't had kids yet, so I didn't understand. I was completely overwhelmed by the amount of noise and the amount of tears, and I kept saying to her, is he okay? And she said, oh, because he was off playing, you know, in the room, but she said, oh yep, that's not mine, I know his cry. And there's something about knowing your own cry within yourself. And you know, scripture says that we have a spirit within us that is a spirit from God, spirit of adoption, that cries forth, Abba Father, that actually cries for God to fill us and know us and understand us. And I wonder how much of that can be partnered with God, to understand and love and hear our own deep desires and cries of who we are. And it could be positive. It could be, I'm just excited. I want to do something. I want to plan a trip. I want to write that book. I want to start a blog. I just want to say this thing to my boss. Whatever it is, or whatever level, it is valid and important. But the presentness that we need to our emotions needs to be there for us to truly hear ourselves, hear our desires, and then take action. And thirdly, the promise. And promise is a sometimes painful word, because some of us are still waiting and the delay can feel very painful. But the promise, what has been said, and to really stand in the truth that we are not a victim. We are not enslaved by our emotions. We are not ruled by our emotions, but we are choosing to be present and give permission so that we can live lives that are truly free. that nothing has shame on it or nothing has fear on it, but it can just be a signpost for our life. Emotions and tough feelings and tough conversations and things that go on in life that are just difficult, they happen, but we are not victim to them, we are overcomers. And that overcoming does not mean that you're a superhero and you don't feel anything. Usually that overcomer means I'm crying and I don't understand and I have no reference point for this. But like I read just before in the scriptures, God is my support. The Lord will help me here. He will deliver me. He will bring me all the way through, even with tears, even with anger, even with upset, and that he will not turn his face away. And I think there is so much in the promise that sometimes our tears are what expresses that promise and how deeply we desire it. So I encourage you, be around people that give permission for emotion to be present, for the messiness to be present, for the not so processed, packaged, with a bow on it, information. You know, let yourself be there, be around people who support that, and people who are present, who will check if you're not okay, who will text you, who will give you a phone call, and you them. The things that we need most, we need to be giving most. And I just really encourage in this process, these three, well, that's a fourth P, but you know, in this process of really understanding your emotional journey, let love lead you. Let love always lead you. And in emotions and the really tricky things to get around, it's okay to feel them and it's okay to have them, because God will not turn his face away from you. He does not want you to just have a brave face. He wants you to be a child because of that cry within us that cries forth, Abba, Father. We want a God that is going to come and rescue us like a dad would, like a father would. And he is exactly that. So wherever you are on the journey, whether it's permission given and you are feeling everything through, be gentle with yourself. And if you are present to all of the pain and all of the things, be gentle to yourself. And if you are declaring the promise, even in tears, even in the darkest of situations, be gentle with yourself. Because you are precious and you are God's treasure. And I believe that you can do this.